I'm here at the Leith Festival office talking to Heather Cameron, who has been working for some time now, heading up towards the Leith Festival. Hi, Heather.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What can you tell me about the Leith Festival?
We started work full-time in the office in January, and now we are like 2 days away from launching the festival on the 11th of June. The festival this year has taken a different spin to it has in the past. Adele and myself are new in position as festival manager and assistant festival manager. We've kind of taken the festival this year back to its community roots and tried to do as much community inclusion as possible. So kind of taking it home, using a lot more sort of Leith and Edinburgh based artists, musicians, performers than we have done in the past.
What can we look forward to in this year's Leith Festival?
We are doing our first ever community launch on the 11th of June down outside Malmaison. It's called Red Leith, as Dave will have probably noticed in the office. Myself and Adele both have red hair, and the Leith Festival logo is also red, so we kind of ran with it as an idea. Originally we were going to turn the whole of the shore area red with lighting, but due to funding we've not been able to do that. So we've kind of worked with local children and local artists to paint Leith red, which will all be revealed on Friday afternoon. And then the area, lots of the bars and restaurants are getting involved and turning their outside lights red. So we'll bask in a red glow.
Because you had a third person in the office that was red-haired as well. Did that make a ginger trinity?
Yes, Gary Tate did add to the gingerness of the office.
Yeah,
it was all coincidental. It wasn't on purpose.
Okay. You've got the programme in front of you.
Yes, I do.
You're doing it. What things are you recommending people to go and see? I mean, obviously all of it.
Well, obviously all of it. So, really exciting things. We have an art expo on at Ocean Terminal, which is including lots of local artists and displaying art in a mass public area to actually get some people who maybe don't get to go and see art, actually get them to see it, maybe buy some art, which is really cool. So that's going to run for the length of the festival. And then theatre and performance this year, all our drama work that is showcasing at the festival for the first time, it's all new work. All done by local companies and local writers. Apathy by Michael Shand. Michael is a young writer and the company's very young. Everyone's kind of in their mid to early 20s, so it's giving them a really good opportunity to get out there before they take some shows uptown for the Fringe.
And their company's That's Lunch?
That's Lunch Productions.
Okay.
There is a story behind it. I can't quite remember what, though. And then comedy-wise, we are everything Scottish, with one exception, which is Phil Buckley, but he's just come back from on tour in Australia and New Zealand, so hopefully he'll bring slightly more of the exotic to the occasion. But so we've got six shows over the last weekend at Cruise, which offers a little bit of something for everyone. There's Fit of the Giggles showcase with Ciara Murphy, so she will be bringing some diverse talent. And then we've got the old faithfuls like Vladimir McTavish, that kind of thing, Bruce Fiume, just to keep with the old school Scottish. Music wise, most of our acts are unsigned this year to big up local talent and hopefully, you know, act as a showcase venue for them. We've also got the likes of Chris Bradley performing at the Queen Charlotte Rooms on the 13th, because he's just got an album that's just recently come out. And we've also got the Gillyflowers performing at the Queen Charlotte Rooms on the 11th. So the Gillyflowers played with Aberfeldy last year and the event sold out. So this is a chance for everyone who missed them last year to get along and see the Gillyflowers, which is really cool. And then Walks and Talks, we've got Susan Morrison doing Horse and Soars, which was a massive success last year. So she's brought it back. She's put on more spaces on her walking tour. So it's a comical walking tour of Leith.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Seedier side of Leith, shall we say, as the name might suggest.
Yes. Okay. That sounds fascinating. What about the Gala Day?
Gala Day is on the first weekend of Leith Festival, with a slight change from what it's been in the past. We've normally done the Gala Day on the last Saturday of the festival, but we decided to bring it forward so that everyone knows that the festival runs for the rest of the week after that, so people don't go, oh, Gala Day, and then it's over the next day. So hopefully you get more people circulating through Leith, bigger footfalls for all our venues and stuff, so, and a good chance for promotion. The parade is leaving at 12 o'clock from Loch End Park and is making its way down to the links around lunchtime.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
That's all right.
Thank you.